This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Ash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed Grace Message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold ministry that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com, because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening, and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month, hallelujah, at 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in, you can join and enjoy it, call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast, also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen, hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarch Podcast. purpose of this podcast is to share with you how we do church. We are an extended ministry of Supplication Action Ministries. Our website is elvisiverson.com. I am Elvis Iverson. Today we are talking about Project Test Failed. Project Test Failed. The Bible says that a righteous man may fall seven times, yet he will arise. Amen. Hallelujah. Be faithful. Amen. Be faithful in due season. Amen. In Galatians, let's turn to Galatians. Galatians chapter 6. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." The Bible says that in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36 says, "Therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so after you have done the will of God, you shall receive the promise." The will of God is endurance. In endurance. The Bible says in Timothy. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy that chapter 2, verse 3 says, "You must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, "A hard worker farmer must first be partakers of the crops." Hallelujah. In 1 Peter, I think 2 Peter, probably 1 Peter. Yeah, 2 Peter. Verse 5 says, "But also for this very reason, given to all diligence, add to your faith virtue, virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to kindness, brethren kindness, to brethren love, brethren kindness to love." Amen. Perseverance. We got to be patient. Patient is learn to wait and soak. Amen. And be faithful to God when you do not see the results you're looking for. Okay. And endurance is enduring the affliction, enduring those times that you want to come into what you are looking for, what you're seeing God for, and you don't see it, and you endure that. And then we have perseverance. Perseverance is the ability to prevail, to overcome, to triumph against all difficulties. So we need patience. We need endurance. We need perseverance. As everyone you know that we, me and Marty and Oscar, hallelujah, and Don and a few others, we've been doing this project. This test project, well, we failed. Noah preached for so many years, over 100 years, and no one repented. The Bible talks about a spirit of confusion in Isaiah. Spirit of confusion. This is what's in the church. When the church does not embrace the prophetic It opens the door to confusion. It opens the door to confusion. The Bible says, Isaiah 24, verse 10, says, the city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up so that none may go in. None may go in. We cannot come into these things. We cannot move forth. Okay? They do not embrace the prophetic. So there's a spirit of confusion. But they honor Jezebel, and they honor witchcraft, and they honor the false prophets. I believe a lot of spiritual leaders are just people that have a desire and a passion to serve God, and they were supposed to be going to the marketplace, but their denomination or their church sent them to Bible college. Yes, I think that everyone should go to Bible college, but we need that every local church should become a Bible college, which we believe in the sanctuary, that every sanctuary should be a Bible college. Hallelujah. Hey, and we got these people that are spiritual leaders, but not fivefold ministry. Way back, God gave me a vision for my life, a vision for the church, a vision for my ministry, a vision for the church that I'm going to pastor, amen? A vision, even for Omaha, amen? And the next night, he gave me a vision that I will establish a model of church, which I have done that, a model of church through this podcast, amen, hallelujah, and I will take this model to the nations. And now I'm going to the nations. I'm going to the nations. I have started going to the nations. I would have went earlier, but people do not obey God. There is mass disobedience in the body of Christ. Amen. And so, but the thing is, this is part of it. This whole thing. Sometimes things don't work out. Warfare. We fight the good fight of faith. There's warfare. Hard ground. People want religion. Knowledge that's puffed up. But they do not want love that edifies. They do not want the love of God. They do not want to hear what the apostles and prophets are saying to the church. You got to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying through the apostles and prophets. You don't want to hear. There is a spirit of stubbornness. A spirit of stubbornness. Strong opposition. Strong disobedience to the apostolic and the prophetic and the will of God. But we have to be faithful. In prayer, in fasting, in revelation, in word revelation, in prophetic revelation, in apostolic revelation. People just want to attain. They are not disciples. They're not disciples. They just want to attain. They're not following Christ. Amen, hallelujah. They're feeding on him. They're feeding the word of God. They're walking with their religion, but they're not following Christ because they have not been disciples. They cannot stand on their own two feet. They're not equipped. Reason why there's sick people in the church, because people are not walking and believing in healing the sick. Reason why there's demons in the church, because there's no deliverance ministry. The Lord gave me a vision for my life. He appeared to me. Amen. Jesus Christ appeared to me! Yet people are lukewarm. Their core are hard heart. God is not coming to save the lukewarm, the cold heart, the heart. He is coming to judge them. I came here from my hometown. Jesus Christ sent me here. But you did not believe. You did not obey. You did not receive what God has said. Yet you say you are a Christian. Yet you say that you hear the Spirit of God. Yet you pray your prayers, but you are lukewarm. You are cold-hearted. Lukewarm are Pentecostal charismatic churches or people that say they're flowing with fire and there is no fire. Cold-hearted are traditional churches that have they don't believe in fire of God. And then hard-hearted is through your difficulties and situations and you have become hard through your unbelief. See, a prophet has no honor in his own country. But then you come to Omaha and there is no honor for the prophets. You cannot have the prophet's reward. Many destinies in Omaha have lied and strayed because you do not honor the prophets. See, this is a judgment that comes upon the sea. I did a prophecy, a Defiance Omaha. Defiance Omaha. That's what the Lord called the church of Omaha. Defiance Omaha. Yet, I move in a prophetic accuracy, and most prophets do not move. Yet, I move in a healing accuracy. Yet, I flow in signs and wonders. Yet, angels, people have seen angels. Marvel at their unbelief. Jesus could not do many miracles. God the Father wanted to do miracles. God the Father wanted to do miracles. See, the thing is, the reason why is because of familiarity. The spirit of familiarity, which is a religious spirit. This unbelief is religion. You need to honor the anointing. Call and separate it. People do not see from the eyes of their heart. When the church is more is blind just as the world, that's not good fruit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And non-fruit. And so I came here to Omaha. We started holding meetings and we were leading like about 20 people to Christ every week. All of them were foreigners. But when I had somebody that was from this area, they did not repent. They were religious. Okay? Generational spiritual adultery. Next. There's those, somehow, there's witchcraft in this church in Omaha. The church in Omaha. Witchcraft, because there's compromise. But also believers walk in witchcraft. Somehow religious spiritual witchcraft are just related. Many witches have died that have opposed. Okay? Many witches so far have died. And most likely, many believers that have disobeyed God have died. Because they walk in witchcraft. They come against an apostle of Jesus Christ, a prophet of the Lord. It's sad, but what can you say? So, well, the work failed here, and it failed because they didn't want revelation. They didn't believe the prophecies. There's people that have copied my prophecies. They have it at their church. They have it at their ministry. But they don't have the revelation, the application of it. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, we did all our part to bring revival to Omaha. It still hasn't come. No, because you don't have the revelation revival. I not only have the prophecy of the revival,
out of all everyone that prophesied, I have the prophetic vision. I have the vision. I have the will of God for Omaha. You others only had a little part. People want to come over and try to argue with me. When you come to an apostle, a prophet, shut up! You want to argue? Revelation, knowledge put up that's outside of the of Jesus Christ. It's an idol. Yet God begins to show you spiritual mapping. He helps you. See, the thing is, there are certain degrees of anointing, there are certain degrees of fire, and people do not want the apostolic and prophetic anointing. Yes, there's false apostles. They want to oppose the apostolic. Apostles are really humble. There's a degree of freedom. See, the thing is, people did not obey, number one. Number two, they did not support the work of God. Number three, they did not hear the revelation of revival or the will of God for Omaha. Okay. They did not do their part. There was a witness of the Spirit. Okay. When I came to Omaha, this prophetic teacher comes up to me and says, and she was well established, pillar in this church that's well established. God bless them, amen. She said, of all the people who have faithfully prayed for Omaha, you are part of the answer of their prayer. See? I remember in my hometown, people prayed for revival for years. God gave them dreams and visions. And they came into this place that we turned a bar. They had seven filling stations representing the seven spirits of God into the wine press. And then they came there and they said this. They had this vision. They had this word. And the same people turned around because they have religious spirits. They have snake demons in their life. They have Leviathan. So God came and judged. And now God is about to judge Omaha. You know what? I said, 30 years, okay? See, the thing is, God has to raise up two. There's Defiance Omaha, that's the bride. I renounce it. I'm out of that church. Then there is Burning Love. God's raising Burning Love, but it's outside of a certain part of Omaha. But there'll be some oasis, okay? But the thing is, there's more judgments coming. Because God has to chastise. Because He loves. He's not angry at you. He's angry at your evil works. And you want to walk in those religious works. And God has to judge those works. And since you don't want to let go of that stuff, you partake in that judgment. It's not God's will to judge you. God's not angry. He's angry at the works. The deception in our life. But you partake in that. It's sad. It's sad that, you know, the Lord is moving me on. I'm taking the revelation of how do we do church to the nations of the earth. Amen. The Lord is leading me to another city. Hallelujah. Amen. But I will have a church in Omaha. God told me I will have a church. Hallelujah. And God, it will rise up. It will come forth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But I will plant a different church. I went from the title Apostle of Omaha. Not that there's more than this apostles. There's other apostles of Omaha, but I have a spirit call to break Omaha free. I had to lay that down and give it back. God tell you. Then He gave me. Now I'm the apostle of many cities, of many nations. Of many cities, of many nations. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle of many cities and many nations. Amen. For Reformation, revival, and harvest. Apostolic revelation. Christian experience. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the Lord told me to lay down this vision for Antioch, for Omaha, this area. Lay down. Lay down. And I have laid it down at His altar. Amen. Amen. And the Lord said He will still give me a church in this in Omaha, somewhere near Omaha, around Omaha. But I'm moving forward, and God's going to apply this revelation to something else. He will raise up another church in another city, and He will still fill majority of these prophecies, but the prophecies of Omaha will be left for another generation. 30 years! So it's not just for my children, but it's for my children's children's children. Hallelujah. Amen. Holy. Three generations down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And there is going to be a dry land here. So when revival comes, yes, you can have a revival anyway, but revival will not come to the churches part that's part of the Defiance Omaha, but it will go around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the thing is, people don't want to go evangelism. They say, oh, I need to get back to my work in Council Bluffs. Hey? Lack of commitment. Lack of commitment. Lack of commitment. If you're going to plant a home church, you got to need commitment. Next is people just don't want to grow and develop. They don't want to pay the cost for the anointing. They want your anointing, but they don't want to honor your anointing. And when you get attacked spiritually by people trying to curse you, there's a couple of churches that try to curse me. Witchcraft. I have endured hardship. I have endured hardship. The body's not there. People that have supported me are outside the city, okay? Yeah. Only one time I received a good offer, and I went to Elmwood, Nebraska. I received, okay? Why did this project fail? Because people did not believe, okay? They didn't think it was their priority. They did not hear. And there was not the financial support. And people did not repent. And there is spiritual activities. Not that God is against your spiritual activities. But He is upset when it is coming against His apostles, prophets, and what the Lord wants to do. And then the witchcraft that people put out. Time's up for you, Omaha. But we got to know that we're going to face this, my friends. Amen. Raise a man with fall seven times, yet he will rise. And, you know, in Batman Begins, it says, why do you fall? So you learn to get up. And you planted the seed. And see, the thing is, we must trust the Lord. We must sow in this frustration, this hardness that we have faced, and sow it into Christ, and God will still reap it. Amen. Our labor is not in vain. Many nations have written my articles. Amen. I've raised up, like Paul, I mentored several people. People are, and now I'm going to the nations. God did bless me. He brought the revelation to me through this time here in Omaha. God brought the revelation to me. God taught me, and I grew in the prophetic, and I came into the unfolding presence of God and the many revivals. I mean, the revelation, many revivals, and apostolic revelation, a lot of word revelation. The redeemed grace message, hallelujah. Sign of the anointing increased greatly. My spirit authority increased greatly. My authority over demons had increased greatly. Angelical increased greatly. And the path, the deep event and path, Enoch, maturity. Amen. But we must sow this this failure, this thing, to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to learn from this. We had to learn from this. Amen. There was a time that I had to do this. There was a time. Because God loves Omaha. He loves the people. He loves the church of Omaha so much. And he had such plans. And that's why I was faithful. But now I give Omaha back to Christ. And the vision of the prophecies of Omaha. And the vision and prophecies about Antioch and Omaha. Amen. But this revelation is going with me, going to the nations. Okay, let us pray. Father, we thank you for everyone who listens, everyone influencing and ministering the church of the world. I pray, Father, for justice. I pray for breakthroughs, justice, restitution, restoration, and healings. In Jesus' name, amen. Restore and heal and encourage, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray release a time of godly sorrow and godly mourning and intercession. Amen. Throughout the bodies, throughout whoever's listening to this. Amen. That this vision of global and of this vision of how we do church will go forth in Jesus' name, and that revival will come, and signs and wonders will come, the deep prophetic will come in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise up a company that will go into a season of mourning and intercession. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hello, this is the continuation of what we were just talking about. The Lord gave me this prophecy about Omaha, and just right now, even through, I saw this, the Church of Omaha was called Defiance Omaha, and I've given that prophecy on Seven Thunders, and I've just given a sermon, Project Test failed. The Lord will put a fire here. He will put a fire here. He'll put a fire, and this fire shall not go out. Amen. This is beside of the burning love church that God's raising up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is God's mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And there will be angels of fire with this fire. And there will be cherub angels of fire with that fire. Hallelujah. Amen. So you're not alone. For God loves you. Amen. Praise the Lord.